This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. We talked on the show yesterday about how home building is still catching up from the big housing crash of the mid-2000s. Well, today, some new data from the Census Bureau shows builders have picked up the pace. Groundbreaking on new homes, housing starts they're called, rose by more than 10.5% in February from the month before. Single-family starts reached a two-year high. Now, as we say all the time, these monthly numbers are volatile, but the trend tells a story. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has the details.
Typically, when interest rates go up, new home construction slows down.
Builders would say, okay, higher interest rates mean fewer buyers. We don't want to continue to build.
But Allie Wolf at the housing data and consultancy firm Zonda says that's not what's been happening lately.
What we've seen is actually higher interest rates have meant that the resale inventory continues to be really tight, and builders are finding a huge opportunity today. And right now, they're building.
And she says that's likely to continue. According to Zonda's data, 80% of home builders say they plan to build more this year than last. Lisa Sturtevant, chief economist at Bright MLS, says what they're building is shifting.
Single-family starts are on the rise. On the other side, though, we're seeing that multifamily construction, which really peaked last year, that's where we're seeing a lot of slowdown.
In part, she says, because rents have started softening in some parts of the country, whereas the demand for single-family homes to buy remains high. Even with all of this new construction, Hannah Jones, a senior economic research analyst at Realtor.com, says there's still a big gap between supply and demand.
The housing market is still vastly undersupplied. You know, this just is bringing us back towards more balance, and we have a really long way to go.
Though a lot depends on where you live. Allie Wolf at Zonda says most of these new single-family homes are being built in suburbs, far from downtown areas, in certain parts of the country.
We're finding that pockets of the Midwest, Southeast, Southwest have seen big increases in new housing supply coming online.
But the Northeast and West Coast, not so much. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.